Of the seasons, fall is a special time to be thankful for our families and many blessings. It is also a great time, though, to review your insurance coverages. Alpha Insurance and hometown agent Jeff Nee can help you personalize your insurance needs. The more you protect it, the more you save. With helpful customer service teams right here to serve you in Alabama and over in Mississippi, you can count on Alpha to provide the insurance plan that provides the protection that you need. For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call Alpha agent Jeff Nee at 205-758-2577 or drop by his office at 202 McFarland Boulevard East, Suite 101 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And remember, with Jeff Nee, the more you protect, the more you save. The annual rivalry game of Texas A&M and Arkansas is this Saturday. However, for the first time since 2013, it will be played in Fayetteville, Arkansas, as it is no longer at Cowboy Stadium in Dallas. It is now a home and home. Arkansas has lost 12 of the last 13 meetings. The only win for Arkansas was in 2021. We will be joined by Olin Buchanan, TexAgs Radio, and Kevin Bohanna of Hogsports.com to dive into the rivalry game of Arkansas and Texas A&M right now on this edition of the Stingray Show here on this Friday evening.
Hi, this is Tim Brando with a reminder. Those of you on Tide 100.9, look out. You're about to feel the buzz of Stingray.
This is Stephen Ray, a.k.a. Stingray, coming to you live from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
I'm Heath Hopkins. I'm here in DeSoto County, Mississippi, right outside of Memphis, Tennessee.
You know, Mark, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you feel that responsibility to pay it forward and give some kid a chance coming up in the ranks, kind of like Tony did for you?
Why do you think I'm talking to Stingray tonight?
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Heath, Stingray, Here's the deal. When you get involved with Texas, it's like getting married to a stripper. And let me explain this. It looks good, kind of sexy on the surface, yeah. But then you get the baggage, you get the drama, you get all that eventually comes with it. And that's what you get with Texas, and that's what the Big 12 learned.
And Heath, any thoughts on our show moving forward?
Hey, to everyone in Tuscaloosa listening here on Tide 100.9, with the Stingray Show, if you don't like it, you better learn to love it, because it's the best show going today, baby. Woo!
And with that, I want to welcome you inside the Friday evening edition of the Stingray Show. Heath, we made it through another week, and college football in the SEC begins in the morning.
Well, not all of us. Some people got let go. some people got fired from their jobs this week in the SEC, offensive line coaches at South Carolina, and of course others. But, yeah, we made it. And, Steven, I didn't get my fried bologna sandwich today, man. I'm a little down.
You can still get it this evening, though.
Yeah, Hernando, I do play-by-play for Hernando High School. Big game this weekend. Conference play is here. So they usually serve barbecue to us there in the press box, but I don't know if I'll get my fried bologna sandwich. I might put a special request in.
All right. Heath, as we know, everybody's talked about it all week long. It is the third Saturday in October, the annual rivalry of Alabama and Tennessee. And the reason that I bring this up is because, Heath, did you hear the unfortunate and stupid news out of Utah earlier this week?
I'm sure I did. What are you referring to?
I saw this story on Facebook, and I didn't know if it was clickbait or if it was made up or if it was true. So I did a little bit of digging, and Saturday night, which is tomorrow, there is an annual rivalry game in the state of Utah between BYU and Utah, and it is known as the Holy War. A Utah man was arrested. What?
I did see this, yes.
A Utah man was arrested and accused of threatening to shoot people wearing red at the BYU and Utah football game. He posted on Twitter that anybody wearing red for the Utah Utes would be shot in the face. Guys, please, do not embarrass yourself if you are here in Tuscaloosa with the rivalry game of Alabama and Tennessee. We all get so hyped about college football. We love it. But guys, at the end of the day, football is entertainment. It is not life or death. This is a serious situation of threatening to injure and kill people over a football game. And if you are to that level of mentality, you have lost it.
No, you're crazy. You're an idiot. And you will go down in life being known as crazy and an idiot.
You know, don't do it.
There's, you know, I'm not even going to mention the name of the situation that happened on a campus here in Utah not so long ago. Not even going to mention his name. We all know what we're talking about and what I'm talking about. You know, but you're an idiot. And I'll say this, Stephen. I don't know this guy. I didn't read the whole story. I'm kind of like you. I read the first couple of paragraphs, and I was like, what an idiot. And I clicked off of it. Look, you could say things being funny or get it caught up in the moment, and we know that you're, you know, like, not being for real, like, I'll take my shirt off and punch somebody in the face if they score a touchdown on this next play. We know that you're not going to take your shirt off and punch anybody in the face. Right. We know you're being funny. You know, but you got to watch what you say. And you're like, I'll shoot anybody wearing red. Hey, no, no, don't ever say something like that. Don't ever say anything about shooting. All right? Don't do it. I mean, the late Jack Crystal, Stephen, the late Jack Crystal that saw probably more bad football than anybody on this planet was the play-by-play guy for Mississippi State for, I believe, 54 years. And when Jarius Norwood, some of y'all remember him playing for the Falcons, had a good NFL career, not a great, but a good NFL career. But when he was running back at Mississippi State under the Sylvester Croom era, Mississippi State upset Florida, a ranked Florida team, and got Ron Zook fired. He ran a touchdown, like a 38-yard touchdown to seal the game for Mississippi State, and they threw a flag. And Jack Crystal said, if they call a holding penalty on this, I'll go down there and shoot them. And you can't say things like that. Of course, we knew that Jack wasn't going. Jack was a super old man at the time. We knew Jack wasn't. Jack probably couldn't even hold a gun. It probably way too much. But you could be funny. You could say funny things. You can say something a little bit outlandish, but don't say anything that mentions shooting people. Don't do it.
And he, to go further, Tuesday night, someone on Twitter, meaning this guy that we're talking about, made several posts under the name of Juice is Loose, such as, anyone wearing red on Saturday is getting shot. Enjoy a bullet to the head. They also put, any Ute fan I see is dead. Mark my words. And I will never forget the amount of hatred I felt for the Utah football team sitting front row for the 54-10 beatdown I saw in 2011 of BYU.
Man, that guy needs medicine. He needs a shrink. He needs to have his butt kicked. He definitely needs to be arrested. You know, at the end of the day, it's a game. It's a game. And we laugh. I mean, that's why SEC shorts and SEC roll call exist, because those guys say funny things, and it's hurtful during the rivalry when your team loses. You hate hearing it, but it's funny to everybody else. And guess what? There's 16 teams. So one person gets hurt by the joke, the other 15 laugh. And guess what? Get over it, because we're all laughing, and it's supposed to be funny. But if you start taking stuff like that serious, you're the problem. It's not everybody else. It's not anybody else. It's the man in the mirror. It is Y-O-U. I mean, it's you. It's you, it's you, it's you. Look, it's okay to enjoy this. And I'll say this, Chad Gibbs. Some of y'all know Chad Gibbs. He's an Auburn grad. He's been on Feinbaum before. He's written several books. Chad is one of the most hilarious writers I've ever read. He wrote a book called God in Football, and it was so funny. He talked about going to a different denomination church, but a different SEC stadium every week of the year. And he just told all these funny stories about it.
Right.
But he said, when fans lose, when SEC fans lose, some of the crazy people think that, he didn't say crazy, I did. He says, some of the people think that their degrees mean less, that their job means less, that they're less of a person in this world when their team loses. No, it doesn't mean jack squat.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything. So, people, you got to chill. Football's fun. Football is supposed to be fun. Do you threaten someone's life in the stands? Yeah, we've all done it. But, you know, for fun. For fun. You know, like, oh, my gosh, if that LSU fan doesn't shut up, I'm going to go down there and body slam him myself. You know, I'm going to throw him off the roof of the stadium. Everybody knows you're not going to body slam him. Everybody knows you're not going to throw him off the roof of the stadium. You know, but is LSU fan a jerk? Yeah, he is. We all know that. But at the same time, people, it's just for fun. Stop with the fist fighting. Stop with the post. Stop with this. Well, by God, it's America. I can say anything I want. Freedom of speech. Yeah, you can say anything you want, and you can still get arrested. Doesn't mean you can say anything you want without consequences. You can say it, but there could be consequences. So just be smart out there, everybody. Man, this is, people are crazy, man. And you know what, Stephen? As sad as it is, this is a truthful statement. If it wasn't for the crazy people, it wouldn't make the rest of us look normal.
And Heath, I will go ahead and say this, and I think you will agree with me, the Utah man makes the Stingray Show idiot of the week.
Dork of the day, geek of the week, moron of the month.
Yes.
Queer of the year, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to rhyme with, go for it. But I'm with you, Stephen. That guy. Look, up your meds and chill out, man.
Yeah. So, guys, before we go to break, I will say this. This weekend, it is the third Saturday in October. It is a bitter rivalry but with Alabama and Tennessee. But don't do anything that is going to embarrass you. Don't do anything that's going to embarrass your employer. And please, don't do anything that you are going to regret that will have to be carried with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah. It's just a game. Your livelihood does not depend on oil. For some people, it does. But if you're a fan, your livelihood does not depend on it.
All right. So when we come back on the other side of this break, I think that is enough public service announcement for this show. When we come back, we are going to be diving into the A&M and the Arkansas rivalry game that is in Fayetteville for the first time since 2013. That's on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Stingray Show. Olin Buchanan on deck with us right after. And Heath, when you go and call your game tonight, don't do anything that's going to make the Stingray Show look bad.
No promises.
Your old pal Spooky here, welcome you out to Spook Trail Haunted Maze. Spook Trail 269. Spook Trail!
Spook Trail Haunted Maze is one of Alabama's longest haunts, founded in 1989 and has been running strong since then. Over a quarter mile long outdoor maze in the woods through an old junkyard through twists and turns into the darkness. If you are looking for an extreme adventure into some of the darkest areas of your mind, then this is the place for you. Due to the nature of their paths, you will be entering at your own risk. Look up Spook Trail Haunted Maze on Facebook to see what days they're going to be open. Just minutes from Birmingham and Jasper in Quinton, Alabama. And remember,
Spook Trail!
We all enjoy the changing of the seasons. Fall is a special time to be thankful for our families and many blessings. It is also a great time, though, to review your insurance coverages. Alpha Insurance and hometown agent Jeff Nee can help you personalize your insurance needs. The more you protect it, the more you save. With helpful customer service teams right here to serve you in Alabama and over in Mississippi, you can count on Alpha to provide the insurance plan that provides the protection that you need. need. For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call Alpha Agent Jeff Nee at 205-758-2577 or drop by his office at 202 McFarland Boulevard East, Suite 101 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And remember, with Jeff Nee, the more you protect, the more you save.
Never miss a moment of the action. Download the free Tide 100.9 app today.
Welcome back inside the Sting Ray Show. We are doing a preview of Arkansas and Texas A&M this evening, and we are going to begin with the Texas A&M Aggies, who are the road team this year, and this is the first time that A&M and Arkansas will have been played in Fayetteville since 2013. Olin, how are things with you with Texags as you guys get ready to go to Fayetteville to take on the Hogs?
Well, for us, Texags is just, you know, business as usual. For A&M, it might be a challenging, well, it should be a challenging game. Look, I've watched Chad Morris coach teams that lost to North Texas and Western Kentucky take Texas A&M down to the wire in Arlington. Yes. The games are never easy against Arkansas. I don't know if Arkansas looks at A&M as a season saver, if they always look forward to beating the guys from Texas, but they always play, well, almost always play a great game against Texas A&M. They've had some of the most bizarre wins against Arkansas, you know, games that, quite frankly, Arkansas – control, but A&M found a way to win, whether if it was a field goal going off upright, Brett Bielema deciding to kick off to Christian Kirk when he's just taking the lead and Kirk returning it all the way. They've had a bunch of games going to overtime, and I think I look at this game as just the classic trap game for A&M, because you're going on the road with LSU next week. That's a kind of a rivalry. And again, like you mentioned, the game's in Fayetteville for the first time since 2013. It's the first home game for Bobby Petrino Part 2. So, you know, all those hillbillies up there are going to be pretty excited. Hey, hillbilly's not a derogatory term.
No.
So they're going to be all excited. It's going to be rocking. They're going to want to knock the Aggies out of the top 10 and all those things. And I'm sure they'll be very intense, and A&M's going to have to match that intensity. And I always say that a championship team can walk into a trap game and understand what you're getting into and handle it. And A&M has to prove, you know, this is one of those things you have to prove if you're a championship team.
Olin, you've been sandbagging on us since the summer. You told us that A&M was going to be 8-4. They had the talent to be 10-2. But you thought they might be 8-4. Now you're telling us that this is a trap game and there's always something against Arkansas. I'm not buying it, Olin. I'm not buying it. I do think A&M is the best team in the SEC. I've been saying that for about 3 or 4 weeks now. And I just think they complement each other on both sides of the ball. I think they're playing at a higher level on both sides of the ball as far as any other team, combined teams. Are there some better defenses? Yes. Far as offense, I don't know if there's a better offense in the SEC. I am highly impressed with this A&M offense. They can run it. They can pass it. They've got big-time wide receivers. So coming into this game, Arkansas is limping. They're trying to get off the mat. A&M is just blowing through guys. Hey, we saw what happened with Ole Miss last week in Washington State, but getting to this A&M Arkansas game, what do you think? This is the biggest thing that Arkansas and Bobby Petrino can throw at A&M, because I'm just not seeing it.
Well, you know, Arkansas can score.
They can.
And so I think that they're going to, you know, just go out there, try to go wide open and let it all hang out and see if they can't just outscore the Aggies. I don't know if they can. I think A&M's defense, like you said, is pretty good. And I think that A&M's offense can score with just about anybody. We saw that in the Notre Dame game. But any team that, especially one at home, and there sounds like there's going to be some weather, sounds like it's going to be raining. So any team at home, and then you throw in the curveball of the weather and the whole Bobby Petrino thing, they have the, quote, puncher's chance. And, you know, you drop your guard for just a minute, that left hook's going to catch you in the jaw, and you just might lose. So I think – I've said this before, by the way. When I said 8-4, I always said until they show that they're not 8-4, I got to take them 8-4. But, yeah, they could have been 10-2. I think it's a very dicey football game for A&M. I think a lot of it depends on just the mentality A&M shows up with. I will say this. I think for Arkansas to beat A&M, A&M's going to help the Razorbacks out with missed field goals, which has been a problem, and maybe some turnovers in the or wasted scoring opportunities, which has been a problem. You talked about those other games earlier now, those other SEC games, especially Mississippi State. You know what? I thought A&M had a chance to be in control that game early. They got stopped at the goal line, right? You get those opportunities – and you don't capitalize on them sooner or later, you know, that might come back to haunt you, and especially against a team like Arkansas that can score.
So, Olin, we are up against another break, and when we come back, we are going to dive more into the matchup of the Aggies and the Hogs. That's on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Stingray Show. Olin Buchanan will return with us right after this.
The East German judge gave you a 7.2 on your dive there, Olin.
Well, you know, from the East Germans, that's pretty good. They're always cheating us. I still haven't gotten over the 72 Olympics in basketball. You know, you guys probably aren't old enough to remember that. We got screwed.
I have seen documentaries. I have seen stories. How many times were they going to replay?
I think they replayed that one play three times to make sure Russia scored. Mm-mm. Cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
It's college football season, and what goes well with college football events? And if you have an event coming up and needs catering, let certified chef Jamie and the Coker Market do the event for you. Here are just some of the things that Coker Market have to offer for your catering needs. Pulled pork by the pound, chicken tenders by the dozen, smoked wings by the dozen, or a half a slab of ribs or a full slab of ribs. Contact Jamie and the Coker Market today, or better yet, go by there off of County Road 140 and let them help you take the hassle out of the catering needs for your event this upcoming football season. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Ferguson of South's Finest Meats, the official sponsor of the Stingray Show, has a message for you.
Everything we do here is fresh and custom made, custom to order. You know, I tell people when they come in, you know, if you don't see what you like, ask somebody. You know, we've got the capability to process it, make it. You know, if you want a different blend of hamburger meat, we'll do your brisket blend. We'll do your chuck blend. We'll do your sirloin blend. You know, we do all that right here. We are a butcher shop. It's what we do. So please don't be afraid to ask if you don't see what you like. We can make you any size patty you want. We can make you any amount you want. You know, people call me and say, well, how many patties come in the box? Well, ma'am, how many would you like in a box? You know, you want 12, we'll put 12. You want 25, we'll put 25.
That's just one of the many things that South's Finest Meats has to offer, the official butcher shop of the Stingray Show.
If you find yourself...
Stay up to date with the Crimson Tide, local high school sports, and Bama in the Pros right here on Tide 100.9.
Welcome back inside the Stingray Show. Our guest this evening from the A&M perspective is our friend Olin Buchanan from TxAgs Radio. And Olin, when you look at this matchup with Arkansas this weekend, where do you feel like the A&M can take advantage of Arkansas?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, their passing game against the Arkansas secondary. If I'm not mistaken, Arkansas is last in the SEC in pass defense. I know Tennessee threw for 221 yards on last week. I think Notre Dame hit them, excuse me, for 431, Ole Miss 357, I think it was, excuse me. And A&M, you know, with the speed at receiver with Casey Concepcion and Mario Craver, I would expect A&M to be able to have some success there, provided that Marcel Reed has, you know, adequate time and is throwing accurately. Because, look, I don't know if it was just a one play thing that I saw, but I was watching their game against Memphis late when I saw that it was a game, you know, I turned it on. And, you know, Memphis had like a 65-yard touchdown run from running back to win the game. And it's pretty late. And he is running away from Arkansas DBs. And I don't know if they quit on it, which is kind of alarming if they did, or if they just, if the speed difference was just that great. And if they have some speed issues in the secondary, Concepcion and Craver can, they can give them problems.
Hmm. What is one thing that this Arkansas offense can do against the A&M defense? Where's the biggest weakness on this A&M defense?
Well, yeah, they've been great against the run. So they have had a tendency to give up big plays. Some of those are in the passing game. So I would think the biggest weakness would be trying to take away big plays from Arkansas in the passing game, or the biggest concern. Now, I don't know that there's an Arkansas receiver, and I want to say this and sound disrespectful, so you guys can help me out maybe, that just jumps out at you and say, okay, you know, that guy is, you know, next level that you have to worry about, you know, that keeps you up at night.
I've been impressed with Omega Blake. He hasn't kept me up at night, but he has been fun to watch. He has made some spectacular plays, but he's not making every spectacular play.
Right, and I know that he averages about, I think, I may be wrong on this, but I thought I saw about 15 yards a catch, which is, you know, dang impressive. I don't know if he's maybe he's an all-SEC guy. I don't know if that he is, but, you know, he's good. Like I said, I respect him. So if you can keep him, you know, from having a huge game, then I think you're, you know, definitely on the right track. But that's the area that I think I'm most concerned. They're going to worry about Taylen Green's ability to run, I think.
Right.
Without a doubt. Green had a long run against them last year. But they play such good run defense. I just don't know that that's going to be a consistent problem throughout the game. I mean, he's probably going to have a play or two where he has a, you know, nice game.
Right.
But, I mean, the run defense has been, you know, spectacular. They've, you know, they've kept four of their last five opponents to fewer than 100 rushing yards. Mm-hmm. And I think Notre Dame had like 130 or something like that. So that wasn't just awful. They had a bad showing in the first game against UTSA, and they made some changes, and they've been great ever since.
Olin, getting off this game just for a second, taking all the rivalry of Arkansas A&M out of it, who do you feel like would be a perfect head coaching fit for Arkansas?
I'm going to tell you, I don't know how Arkansas folks would feel about this, but if I was, what's his name, Yurcich?
Yes.
If I was him, I'd hire Bobby Petrino.
Hmm.
I mean, look, he paid his penance, right? He paid his penance. He's had no problem since his unfortunate accident.
Right.
I would say, hey, Bobby, you've given us success before. Let's run it back. Let's try it. Stay away from the volleyball team. We're gonna put that in the contract. We're gonna make all the hires that don't directly affect the team. But Bobby paid his penance, mm-hmm. And you know, I think once you've made a mistake and you paid your penance, you should have a, you know, start with a clean slate. That's what I would do. Now, maybe you guys know some fella. I wouldn't be surprised though if they gave old Jeff Levy a call. I don't know. Who would you guys think? Or do you think Petrino's a bad idea?
Well, I don't, but I would think Rhett Lashley.
Okay.
I don't think Rhett Lashley's going to leave because
they've given him
that ACC gig at SMU so good.
And they're giving him money. Imagine that, SMU giving money. But he has all the money that he needs. And I don't know if, from what I understand, I think you're even said it himself, the money's not there for football right now for Arkansas, which befuddles me because of Walmart and Tyson Chicken and Jerry Jones. But, hey, it is what it supposedly is.
So, Olin, how do you see it playing out on Saturday in Fayetteville, Arkansas, where Arkansas has only won one game out of the last 13 meetings, and that was in 2021? Do the Aggies continue their dominance over the Razorbacks?
Well, I think they do. I really do. I just don't think it's going to be as easy as might the records indicate. Like I said, it's always a game, a tough game with Arkansas. But I do think that A&M defense is for real. I do think Arkansas, while having, without a doubt, ability to score, I do think that they're not going to be able to score as consistently as maybe they did against Tennessee. Weren't they down 34-17 and scored twice late and made it a game? And I think the weather might hamper A&M's offense, but I still think they're going to have such an advantage on the against the Arkansas defense that I kind of thinking something around the lines of, you know, 31-20 A&M. I always hate to, you know, to go there because, you know, we like to think we're serious journalists and not just cheerleaders. And I know it looks like, homer and up. But at the same time, you don't want to discount the team you're covering if they're really good. Mm-hmm. And I think they're really good. I even think that they have championship caliber team, but championship caliber teams are able to go into this kind of environment and win a trap game.
Right.
And I think this is one of those games that will indicate whether or not A&M truly is a championship caliber team.
Mm.
And Olin, as we walk out the door, you just had a trip earlier this week to the state of Alabama for the SEC basketball tournament. SEC basketball media days. Give us a little bit of an insight of what that was like earlier this week.
Well, first of all, they have it at a really nice place, and it's a great area of Birmingham, Mountain Brook, and they do a great job putting it on, but basically it comes down to 15 minutes of both days of 15-minute intervals of hearing eight men's coaches and eight women's coaches, because they did it that way this year because I think they were tired of the reporters leaving and there weren't many there when the women were going. And, you know, talk about their team. And I got to admit, sometimes it gets to that point, like, oh, here we go again. You start to zone out. Especially if it's not a team that you cover, or a team that, you know, like everybody's going to listen to Calipari, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to listen to the Florida coach, Golden, because he's national champion, all those things. Rick Barnes is always a good guy to listen to, but some of the guys, you know, you just, oh, okay, what? You know. So, look, that's just part of the job. What do you call it, a first world problem? I mean, who out there is going to feel bad about, you know, somebody having to sit in a fancy hotel ballroom eating free food and listen to the coaches talk about basketball, right? Oh, that's terrible. But I think maybe if it had been an open week for A&M, it would have been a better experience. I'm talking about for football because I'm sitting there having to write basketball and football. So I'm just adding more to my plate this week. But, you know, it was fine. I got some great stuff, I thought, from Calipari because his He was, took over a situation very similar to what A&M faces this year.
Right.
You know, taking over a roster with no players. And they did, and Arkansas did really well. And it was interesting because, you know, Bucky McMillan, the A&M coach, is from Mountain Brook. So there was kind of a coming home type of thing feel for him and a lot of people there. But, you know, it's, I don't know about you guys, but I got to admit, it takes me a while to shift gears from football to basketball, and especially when your team is doing so well in football, and then to say all of a sudden, say, oh, wait, I got to get in my basketball mode, and I'm having to go back and look, okay, now what did this guy do? Because none of the players were here last year.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I have to refamiliarize myself. But, you know, the event itself, especially if you love basketball, is great. And, you know, it's unlike football, though. You know, they get through it in 2 days. And if it's just men's coaches or just women's coaches, it'd be a 1 day deal, win day and out. But if you love basketball and you cover the SEC, then I would encourage you to go because you'll enjoy it.
Olin, look, man, this has been a blast. If you would, please go ahead and give us what we need to remember about Texas A&M.
That's right. I know you guys are both patriotic guys, love your country, and so just always remember that America starts with A&M.
Amen. Owen, thank you. Please be safe in your travels up to the hill of Fayetteville, Arkansas. Catch up with you next week, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a great football weekend.
That is going to wrap up the interview there with Olin Buchanan. Really do want to thank him for joining us. When we come back, we are going to get an update from Kevin Bohanna of Hogsports.com on the coaching search and to dive into this matchup from the Arkansas side. That is on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Stingray Show. We will return right after this commercial break. Has it always been your dream to build the pond of your dreams, but you don't know if property you own or are thinking about buying has a good location to build a pond on? You need to contact Honey Hole Fisheries right here in Tuscaloosa County because Jeff Bagwell will help you decide if property you own or are thinking about buying has a good location to build a pond. You can contact Honey Hole Fisheries at 205-799-0192. Once again, that is 799-0192. And hey, Jeff Bagwell can also order top quality automatic fish and hunting feeders for all of your outdoor recreation. Contact Jeff Bagwell today, once again, at 205-799-0192 to help you build the pond or lake of your dreams. For over 100 years, the Bank of Moundville has been a name clients can trust. The Bank of Moundville is more than just a bank. They're your neighbors, your friends, and your community partners. Their unique approach to financial education has always centered around families. They believe that financially strong homes today lay the foundation for a brighter future for tomorrow's generation. You can call them today at 205-371-2227. Once again, that is 371-2227 to schedule an appointment to build your financial security. The Bank of Moundville is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Did you miss any episode on Tide 100.9? Don't worry. All of our shows can be found on Spotify and Apple Music and on demand on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back inside the Stingray Show. We are turning our attention now to the Arkansas Razorbacks, and Kevin Bohanna of Hogsports.com is about to join us to do a little bit of an update on the coaching search for the Arkansas next head coach and to also talk about the Texas A&M game and the first home game for Arkansas under interim head coach Bobby Petrino. Kevin, how were things with you? As everybody likes to say, up on the hill there in Fayetteville.
Yeah, it's an eventful time. Let me say that. So Saturday will be October 18th. All right. Everybody's got a calendar. That will be Arkansas's first conference home game. All right. This week will be Missouri's first road game of the year, and it will be Texas A&M's first road game in the SEC. They've played three straight conference games at home. All their conference wins have been at home, whether it be Florida, Mississippi State. You know, their only road game has been the 41-40 win over Texas State, or over Notre Dame. So, yeah, it's good to be back at home. And, of course, this is Bobby Petrino's first home game as the head coach. Yes. Since November 11th, 2011, 49-7 thumping of Tennessee, in which the night Joe Adams eluded tackles from the whole Tennessee team en route to a punt return for a touchdown, and one of the most miraculous catches by Jarius Wright. So, yeah, it'll be a good atmosphere. You know, the weather's turning, the leaves are turning in the Ozarks, so it's that time of the year where people start to get a little fall fever.
What is the latest on the coaching search for Arkansas that you know of right now?
Yeah, so the word is that Dan Mullen would come no strings attached. That's the word floating around right now. He would, you know, that has to be ran down, sourced out and everything. So, but there's some guys that have been around Arkansas football for a long time, and there's some – but on the same hand, there's boosters that really want Bobby Petrino. And I'm talking about donors high up in the program that want him. So you have to think that Petrino will get the look, because with Penn State coming open, that slides Arkansas down a notch. You know, where would you put Arkansas right now in the pecking order as far as the jobs and how, you know, how they'll be funded, facilities and everything? Maybe at two or three. Some say Virginia Tech could be a better job. Virginia Tech definitely has a better entrance with Enter Sandman than running through the A, because, you know, Arkansas really has that and the Woo-Pig Suey, and that's about it. There's no, you know, home crowd energy that comes up with like Enter Sandman or Jump Around or, you know, the Alabama thing with the cousin in the whiskey bottle kicking the tin can down the road. Anything like that, Arkansas needs to put their arms around. So I think Arkansas is probably the second best job behind Penn State right now. James Franklin coming back to the SEC. Who knows? They would get him cheap. John Sumrall has said through his agent, a board of trustees member reached out and said he will wait to see what other SEC jobs open up, which is smart, because, you know, as long as Billy Napier is still the head coach at Florida, he's likely going to get fired. And then you got Hugh Freeze at Auburn. And that's just a tough deal, because Auburn's kind of in the same boat as Arkansas, but they've got another win and they've played really well. You know, they lost by a touchdown to Oklahoma. They lost 16-10 last week. And you're just looking at it and saying, man, they're just right there. It's like Bobby Petrino in his press conference the other day saying, well, we're right there. You lost 10 games by 3 points, but you fumbled six times in those three games. You're close, but you're really not that close.
So when we get into the matchup this weekend with Texas A&M, Kevin, where do you feel like that Arkansas could potentially take advantage of the Aggies?
You got to look really deep. I mean, I watched three games twice Texas A&M played, going through, looking at – if they can get Marcel Reed – off of his first read, which is Mario Craver, who's the best receiver I've seen on film this year. Dude is electric with the ball in his hands. He's averaging 19 yards a catch, 634 yards receiving. He's really electric. So getting him off of Craver and possibly to his second and third read, I don't like Reed's mechanics. He's kind of a poor man's Vince Young, in my opinion. He's a dual threat, but the mechanics are really bad. I mean, he's a low three-quarter guy. He was only 17 of 37 against Notre Dame's secondary. You know, there were a lot of shots downfield. So, but he's one of those quarterbacks that puts his team in good situations where they can score. And that's ultimately what you want from your starting quarterback. You want to be able to score. You know, sometimes the stats don't matter if you're, you know, having success getting the ball in the end zone. I was one of those guys. I wasn't the fastest. I wasn't, you know, didn't have the strongest arm, but I always put my guys in good situations. So that's one thing about Marcel Reed. Now, they will be without Le'Veon Moss. So that, but Reuben Owens the second is just as good. His yards per carry average is 5.8 compared to Moss's 5.6. So he's going to be tough back there. So if they can get, you know, them behind schedule, maybe show them a different look or two, that's how they can maybe impact A&M's offense. On Arkansas's offense, it's simple, guys. Hold on to the football. In the ball. Protect the ball when you're getting hit. Braylon Russell had his first lost fumble of his Arkansas career. It's only 2 years, but still, he was one of those guys that, you know, was a good, you know, ball security guy. Mike Washington hasn't fumbled but one time, but that was against Memphis late in the game, and it was a tough situation. Taylen Green has to make better decisions. You know, he, you know, had two losses last week. So hold on to the football. I think there'll be a chance of rain. Field conditions may be a little bit wet. So Petrino may be, you know, a little open up the playbook in terms of where, you know, how we're going to run the ball and how we're going to shift motion, all that stuff. He had a really good, said last week at halftime that expect Petrino to come up with some option plays that you haven't seen yet. And he came out and ran a couple of triple option plays, and he used Washington and Russell in the game at the same time. So they may deploy the fullback a little bit more this week. Maddox Laster did a great job, had some good bone-crushing blocks last week. So I think they'll try to establish the run game up front because A&M's front four, they're really good. Cassius Howell, he's a future first-round draft pick, in my opinion. They can establish the run. I think they have a shot.
Kevin, this has been a wonderful interview. Thank you for taking time to join us. Go and enjoy covering A&M and Arkansas for us. And we will catch up with you later on. Woo Pig Suey this weekend. Let's go.
I appreciate it. You can take that A&M shirt off next time you say that.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Kevin's dropping truth bombs on you.
I know, but I got to show love to both teams now, and I don't have much A&M stuff back there, but that will change.
Yeah, for the folks listening on the radio, Steven has his Arkansas light-up helmet behind him, but he's wearing an A&M shirt, and we had A&M earlier in the show with Olin Buchanan, and then we had Kevin right there, Kevin Bohannon, and representing the Arkansas. So yeah, you hurt Kevin's feelings.
So once again, we are on a time crunch here on the Stingray Show to get out of here to get to another show. So we had to cut both of the interviews a little bit short. So if you would like more information and more in-depth analysis of Arkansas and Texas A&M, you can go to my YouTube channel, The Stingray Network, and find that episode right there with more in-depth analysis from both teams. When we come back on Monday, we are going to be joined by Marty Smith of ESPN and the SEC Network to do a recap of week number 8 in college football and get his thoughts on the season moving forward. We will see you Monday evening at 6 p.m. Have a wonderful weekend out there, West Alabama. And remember, it is the third Saturday in October. It is Tennessee Hate Week if you're an Alabama fan, and we will see you on Monday.